this right here's a penny dropper. Whoa.
Now that we're officially recording, welcome. Welcome to TDF Radio, everybody. Hello. Hello. Everybody on the air, say hi.
This is James Ridgewood, screaming on the mic, like Todd normally does.
Raymond Ray making my grand triumphant return to the mic.
Oh, yes.
And by that, he means not being a bitch this week.
And I wanted to be one, trust me.
Well, we're happy to have you back, Ray.
Thank you.
I'm officially making my TDF face over here. I'm so excited.
All right.
Yeah, there's no video chat like a bunch of losers this week, so we can't see his TDF face.
Is it like your O face?
Yes, I while this won't be my fun fact, today I am podcasting in my underwear.
That's slightly disconcerting, actually. I mean, yeah. I don't know why you'd even bring that up.
I'm for it.
I'm just saying I'm comfortable. A man should be comfortable in his own house, you know?
True. All right. Fair enough.
Hey, if a man can sit there and podcast in his underwear and eat rolled tacos, he's a real man.
Right, which I'm going to take a bite of mine right now. So, Todd Worthington, Raymond Ray, James Ridgewood.
Say my name, bitch.
Stacey Skyward is on assignment.
And by that you mean posting out for the, 10th consecutive radio show?
I mean that she's in the living room drinking wine and probably watching a girly movie.
Hey, at least she's down with the spirit of the whole arrangement here.
That's
drinking
true.
Wine.
Mm-hmm. No, she reps TDF. She's just too shy to get on the air.
Mm.
So speaking of TDF, yes. I want to give a shout out to some of our fans. Some of these people, they became our fans. They've ceased to be our fans since then. Then we get new ones. But there's apparently TDF also stands for the Donaldson Fellowship, which is, I think, a Baptist church in Tennessee.
Fucking
what's
a.
up, guys?
Uh-oh.
What the fuck just happened there?
I don't know. I think we should keep it in the recording though. It's I'm still recording. It's failing to reach Ray at the moment. We're just like Bill O'Reilly, we're doing this live here and we're for some reason our Skype has failed us. You can get Scott.
I just took a swig of beer.
That's good.
I'm down with it. I don't know what Ray's deal is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
What the fuck?
I'm trying to reach him. Hey!
I'm back.
Whoa. That was amazing.
Yeah. That's what happens when you do it live.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Now, we have recorded all of that, so all of this dirty podcasting is going straight up on the internet.
Whatever.
Sounds amazing.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Yes. So we have the TDF Fellowship that, we are welcoming to our podcast.
Yeah, guys. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
We love you.
What's up, Donaldson Fellowship?
From 3210 McGovern Pike, Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome, guys.
We'll take.
Apparently,
we'll...
there's also like a Donaldson City or something. I don't know if that's some sort of outside of Tennessee or outside of the city sort of church camp or something, but you guys are cool. But yeah, we've had a couple people, I don't know if they just search for TDF or what they do. They search for it and then they're like, "Oh, TDF Radio. I'm going to be their friend on Facebook or I'm going to follow them on Twitter." And then I don't know if they listen to a radio show for a week or something, but then they stop. I mean, we're okay with you guys. You can listen to our show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They listen for 1 week and then they realize that we're not back on the next week and they're like, "What the fuck? I'm out."
We fucking love you guys, man. So,
you guys want to know something interesting?
Let's hear.
I googled TDF before, or TDF Radio, and we are like the fourth one down on Google, which is pretty cool. But the other thing that shows up is Tour de France.
Oh yeah, I noticed that too.
So I think we actually have a good website here.
It's pretty good for not having to pay for it.
Well, James is paying for it.
Yeah, I pay for it. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But you don't pay for advertising.
No, I don't pay for advertising. It helps, though, when you search for TDF Radio that our domain name is TDF Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's search engine optimization for all y'all in the know, apparently.
SIO, right?
SEO.
Yeah. Thanks.
Whatever. Fuck it.
So we're back. Ray's back. Which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ray, you've missed a couple of podcasts here, but I'm not going to hold it against you. I think James does a little bit, but.
Just a little bit.
You know, in that time, you know, our loyal fans have heard some unique facts about us. Let's hear one about you.
I've got a couple, but one interesting fact that people might not know is that Todd Worthington and I share the same exact birthday on the same exact day of the same exact year.
That is true. That is 100% true.
Which is really strange, but it's fun when our birthday comes around and people throw surprise parties.
And who hook up 80s music like and videos like you wouldn't believe on a giant TV, James.
And play them all night long for like 6 hours.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Phenomenal. Yes, we do share that birthday, Ray. We do.
By the way, I was going through the Stuff White People Like book, and the 80s were definitely in there. I was like,
fair enough.
That's true.
We book are
epitomizes my life.
And for our birthday, for the 30th birthday, we got to remember, we got to do it. You know,
is this the Vegas birthday?
Yeah, the Vegas birthday.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be a problem. I hope not.
We got to make that happen, no matter where we are.
Yeah.
So my turn for a unique fact, yes? Fun fact? Anybody care?
Go for it.
Are you guys still there?
I'm listening.
my fun fact is that I park my car better when there are cars in the spots opposite of me. And I park worse when the spots next to me are empty.
You just have like less to, you're not competing or it's not a challenge. You just got to sort of, I don't know.
Is that I thought you were going to say you park the car better when you're drunk.
That's sort of what I thought he was going to say. Cause, you know, that's sort of what this show's all about.
No. I wouldn't know a thing about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drive. True story. That's not my fact, though. I think that was my fact like last week or 2 weeks ago or something.
So explain yourself, Todd. Is it because you got to concentrate more?
No, I think kind of the deal is that I just do better when I have some guide to, you know, how much room I have, how much space I have, and I don't get it, you know? Because every time that I try and do it when there aren't any cars in the surrounding spots, I usually end up like on the line or over the line.
Do you err on the same side every time?
It depends on whether I'm turning left or turning right into the spot. But,
fair enough.
But yes, into the direction that I'm turning, I will always, you know, be a little in, a little further, to the inside of that curve.
Interesting.
James.
Yeah.
Have you had enough time to come up with a,
I have a fact, and I'm hoping I haven't said this one before. Because otherwise this will make for a rather uninteresting thing. So, as my loyal listeners know somewhat, right? I mean, I sort of do a bit, and I usually talk a little bit about gambling from time to time.
That is your bit.
What?
I said that is your bit.
Gambling. That is my bit. Yeah, true
gambling
story.
Is your bit.
But no. So, I think that my loyal listeners should know that I have been thrown out of two San Diego casinos for card counting.
I remember that. That was back in your heyday.
I know. That was like 5 years ago. But yeah, I got thrown out of Barona and Viejas. Viejas was actually really mean about it. They said in these exact words, "Get the fuck out." Barona was like pretty polite about it.
They're like, "Please get the fuck out."
They were like, you know, "Thanks for training my crew." And then, you know, he was really polite about it, but then he's like, "Can't have you playing here anymore."
Are you allowed back in said casinos?
I have not been back to Viejas whatsoever since then. It's kind of far anyway, so fuck it. But
is that keeping you from going back?
I mean, I doubt they'd recognize me or anything like that. I don't really think it's a big deal, but you know, I don't really have any reason to go out there anyway, so I just don't. Viejas kind of sucks. But you know how they say, like, we love winners, Viejas? Every time I see that sign, I'm like, no, you don't. I'm aware firsthand that you actually despise winners completely, fuckers. You would have let me win more money from you. And by that, I mean not lose money, because they kicked me out and I was down.
Well, they kind of despise cheating, I guess. Some would say. Some would say. Not me, of course. But some would say that they despise cheaters.
That might be so. I guess so.
Maybe they like winners, but not cheaters.
Yeah, shouldn't offer the game, you know. If the game's beatable, you shouldn't have offered it. If you didn't want somebody to try to beat it. Whatever.
So you went hangover style and took them for 80 grand?
It was like that, except I left down. But yeah. So wait, on Viejas. I won money from Barona.
So wait,
I also got kicked out of the Barona parking lot after that because I was boozing it up in the parking lot.
That sounds about right.
So I got kicked out of the casino, went to the parking lot to booze it up, and they kicked me out of the parking lot.
That sounds way more interesting.
Nice. See, your fun fact should have been I was once kicked out of a parking lot.
I've boozed in a casino parking lot with James before.
Yeah, I remember that. We did that in Tahoe.
Tahoe, yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
We've probably pounded beers in a Vegas parking lot, too.
It's probable. I mean, Vegas is just one gigantic drunk fest. You know? It's amazing. I don't know. I haven't been to Vegas. Well, I went on that, like, huge bender in Vegas because I had to go to – I was in Vegas for a bachelor party and then work. It was 10 nights.
That was too much
Vegas. Yeah, it was, like, way too much Vegas.
That's a lot of Vegas.
I have not been back, and I like still don't want to go.
Did you go a full 24 hours without going into a casino?
No, I was staying in a casino. I did go a full 24 hours without gambling.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, since we're on the topic of gambling here, how about we move it on to all the things that are happening in sports. Lots of good things have happened, I think.
Yeah, great things.
I finally got to watch a Chargers game and watch them win.
I've watched the last two wins. Nice. I saw the first one from the stadium. It was nice. I got last minute tickets. I scalped them at a bar for $37.50. Great seats.
Nice. That's really good.
But yeah, yeah. I mean,
tell us about the game.
I guess we also saw the we saw that the Giants, not the New York Football Giants, but rather the San Francisco Baseball Giants, winning the World Series. I guess that's sort of noteworthy somewhat. I don't got anything against them. I mean, the Phillies and the Yankees didn't win, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I was pretty happy to see them win. I mean, obviously, I'd rather see the Padres win, but.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I'd prefer that the Padres won, but, you know, at least, you know, the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Phillies didn't win.
I was a big Giants fan as a little kid. I was the Kevin Mitchell, Will Clark generation.
Yep.
And then kind of lost touch with baseball for several years until I got into it with the Padres in San Diego. So I kind of felt a little bit of pride when they won, but I mean, I still true blue Padres fan.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up, I was living in the East Bay, so I was an A's fan. I'm actually looking up. I have my poster from the Battle of the Bay. Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
I know. It's fucking badass. But, yeah, no, I mean, I liked the A's, but then I think basically every kid liked baseball, at least somewhat, you know, growing up. And then the baseball strike happened and people were like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Baseball strike. I think we just didn't understand it at the time.
Right.
Nah. I get that. But I think in general, baseball's kind of an easy sport to lose touch with. It's slow.
Definitely.
It's a long ass season, you know, so you figure, oh, I can let, you know, the first 40, 50, 60 games go and I'm all right.
First 160 games, you know, just watch the last two.
Yeah. So the Giants won the World Series, the Yankees or the Phillies didn't. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
We had the Chargers win. We got some crazy shit going on with Randy Moss.
Yeah.
I was at Randy Moss's last game as a Minnesota Viking. I was at Gillette Stadium with the Patriots-Vikings game.
So
saw him make one catch and get pretty severely booed, but it was a fun game. So, didn't know he was going to get released right after the game or go on this love soliloquy to Bill Belichick and the Patriots. That was pretty interesting if you guys saw that.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty hilarious.
So, yeah, it was good.
So explain for those of us, namely me, that don't know all the details of this Randy Moss business, what exactly happened and what's going on?
Basically, about 5 weeks ago now, Moss got traded to the Vikings. He played on the Vikings for about 4 games, was only mildly productive, and then kind of unexpectedly let go, waived, 26 days after he got picked up by the Vikings, and then all these different stories came out about kind of how he was a cancer in the locker room, like how the one story was about how he went off on a local catering service that was invited to come into the locker room and cater for the Vikings meal, and he basically told the caterer that he wouldn't feed this shit to his dog, and then there's the whole post-game kind of answer session where he basically didn't let any media ask him questions, and he just went off and professed his love for Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and I don't know. I mean, a lot of things happen, and a lot of I've heard a lot of people talk about it. And basically, they think that Brad Childress kind of wanted to put his foot down. He doesn't really have any control over Brett Favre. He can't win that battle, so he was like, you know what? I'm gonna flex my muscles a little bit and dump Randy Moss while I can. And he basically has it written in his contract. He doesn't have to ask the owners or anything. And it was just all of a sudden he walked into the locker room one day and said, Moss is gone. And so, you know, one of the best deep threats in the game all of a sudden was gone after 4 weeks. Pretty crazy.
Not only that, but he squandered his third round pick, you know, because the Patriots continue their whole, like, ripping everybody off with every trade they do. It's amazing, dude. They kill everybody. Mm. I don't even know why teams trade with the Patriots anymore. You know you're getting screwed.
Yeah.
You know, you get Moss, then you get him for 4 weeks, and then you dump him, and you lost your third round pick for almost nothing.
Yeah.
Brad Childress is so gone in the offseason. That guy's worthless anyway.
So what's the latest with Moss? Where's he at? Where's he going? Does he have a home yet?
Tennessee Titans picked him up.
Yep. Which was actually really surprising because that means that like 23 or 24 teams passed on him before the Titans had a chance. So like a bunch of teams don't want him, including the Chargers. Chargers could have picked him up.
They were like 12th or something in on the list, I think, the Chargers.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, he wasn't a fit here. And no. I mean, I was listening to a lot of that stuff that a lot of people didn't think he was going to go in the first 12 or 15 anyway. But,
yeah,
but
I
the
mean,
Titans
I'm not surprised,
just,
but
Titans just in, got, Kenny Britt just got injured. They're kind of big wide receiver and they're having some problems in that area. So
yeah, I saw Kenny Britt get injured. That was in the game that I went to with the Chargers.
Right. Yeah.
It didn't look that bad. I mean, he sort of stumbled and it was just like any other, like, deep pass where you dive for it at the end and he just must have hit funny or something. Mm.
So why would, you know, for the Charger fans out there, why would the Chargers pass on him?
I mean, the Chargers have like a long history of getting rid of any player that's problematic. I mean, I think that that's got something to do with why they got rid of Merriman. And that's definitely the reason they got rid of what's-his-fuck, Cromartie.
And they basically tried to get rid of Benson Jackson, more or less. I mean, they weren't going to pay him the money he wanted.
Yeah.
Did anybody see that video of Cromartie talking about all his kids?
Yeah, pretty funny.
Oh, that's brutal.
Cromartie's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Got like fucking a bajillion kids. One of the guys I used to work with, his ex-wife's, this is like a fucking thing here though. His ex-wife's friend dated Cromartie for a little bit when he first came to San Diego.
How many?
Like when he first got drafted. It was pretty hilarious. Apparently my buddy met Cromartie and Cromartie's like, oh yeah, I played for the Chargers. And my buddy's like, yeah, but you don't start. That was the year before he broke out.
I remember that story. Yeah.
But apparently he was a douche anyway. Like he was a douche to that girl. He wouldn't even call her except at like, you know, 1 a.m. to come over and bone him.
Come over and make a baby.
Yeah. Practice anyway.
I don't think
sure he raw dogged it. I mean, he's got enough kids to prove that he doesn't wrap it up.
Yeah, Cromartie doesn't do that. So what else? We're going live here.
I don't know. Just in general, I think the Chargers, like, you look at who they like to pick in the draft and who they like to take, like, they want like dudes who have a family, they got kids, preferably like Mormon or something. Maybe they go to TDF church, something like that, because they want guys who aren't going to cause any trouble. And I don't blame them.
Well, I don't know. I think that, I mean, I can understand, you know, I can sort of understand getting rid of Cromartie, but he was such a good player. Some of these other guys that have had like all kinds of legal troubles are, you know, still on the team.
Like who?
Who was, they were in dispute with somebody and he finally came back. Who was that?
Are you thinking of Vincent Jackson?
Yeah.
He's getting reverb when I talk, I'm hearing it coming back. Oh, now I'm not.
That sounds like a serious case and not my problem.
It's got nothing to do with me, man. But yeah, no, I mean, Vincent Jackson did that, but that wasn't legal troubles. That was just, contract disputes.
There was someone else though, wasn't there? Someone else?
Yeah, there was Marcus McNeil, left tackle. Again, same thing, contract disputes. He hasn't been any trouble at all.
He's coming back too.
He came back. He already signed.
Well,
right.
They decided to give him a long-term deal. He got paid.
When is Vincent Jackson's first game back?
I don't know. I think it's still two more games after the bye, or maybe it's one more game after the bye, and then he has to. I mean, he's already reported, but then he's suspended a couple games, and then he comes back, and then I don't think he's still probably not going to play. I mean, they're either going to bench him or he's just going to refuse to play or something.
You think so? You don't think he's going to play?
I don't think so. I don't know. I think our receivers are kicking ass without him. Rivers is killing it.
Yeah, that's a good story to talk about right there. Rivers is halfway through the season, has more yards than any quarterback in history with unknown receivers. I mean, I know part of it has to do with the fact that we're always playing down, and so
down.
We're throwing the ball a lot. Yeah. I mean, but God, the guy's incredible.
Yeah, he's kicking ass, man. Although that Ojiro Tutu, I think he's been doing well, actually.
In one game, he had 2 touchdowns.
he did well the previous game, too.
Well, let's hope it continues, because, man, you know, I'm getting more opportunities to watch games, and they are just fucking it up for me, you know?
It's fucking depressing, man, watching the special teams. More Charger punts have been blocked this year than, like, happen in a regular NFL season. Like, seriously.
Todd,
even this season, we have more blocked punts than the rest of the league combined.
What's up, Brad?
Todd, do you guys get broadcast there regularly, Chargers games?
Pretty regularly. Sunday, we went to like, a bar that had NFL package anyway, and they showed all the games. Actually, interestingly enough, it was just a lamppost pizza, but they had they had handwritten charts of all of the TVs in the entire restaurant and what games they'd be showing at what time, all right around on every table. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I actually just found a bar to watch the Chargers play at here in my area around Providence because there's not that many places that have the DirecTV package, the Sunday ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And as I found out, when the games are blacked out due to the fucking Qualcomm shit, they don't show them nationally either. So I haven't been able to watch half those games. And then I finally found a place last week, a good place in East Providence that I can watch Chargers games at. So I'm pretty stoked.
Man, I would have thought I thought that they did show them nationally.
Yeah, I thought so too.
No, yeah, check this out. So, like 3 or 4 weeks ago when the last blackout game was, or 2 blackout games ago, not Tennessee, but the one before.
Yeah.
I went up to Boston and made a whole day out of it and had my jersey on. My girlfriend's got a jersey on. We met friends up there. We got a bar. We got in the booth. We sat down to watch the game, and the lady goes, "Oh, it's blacked out nationally."
Huh.
So, Jesus. That was the game that the Padres lost to the Giants, and the Giants went on to win the division.
Yeah.
It was that day.
Yeah.
So that's the game we watched instead of the Chargers game. It sucks.
Yeah, actually, this week was the first non-blacked-out Charger victory.
Retarded.
This is the first win that anybody in San Diego got to see, except for me, because I went to the game, you know.
So and cool. Ojiro Tutu had 3 receptions for 48 yards the week before last.
Yeah.
Second highest to Antonio Gates.
Yeah.
Nice.
I thought you did all right.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So, gentlemen, in order to keep us on time here, and as a matter of convenience, my beer is empty. And to keep us going on time with our, you know, schedule and to keep our ad people happy, we should take our break.
I also just finished my beer.
I did as well.
That's good timing. So the booze break this week was chosen by James.
We'll talk about it after we come back.
Yeah, guys, normally our breaks, our songs are 4 minutes. This one is 2 minutes 59, just so you guys know.
Don't worry. I'm just grabbing a beer from the fridge.
I'm just giving you a heads up. All right, so this is your, you know, semi-weekly booze break, refill, and we'll be TDF Radio. Will be right back.
Blade, until we
Bam.
Stand by.
Bam.
You're listening to TDF Radio with Raymond Ray.
Had sex twice, smoked hookah, and rode a mechanical bull.
Todd Worthington.
And I hate cyclists.
James Ridgewood.
I'm a fucking pedestrian.
And Stacy Skyward. Only at TDFradio.com.
That's kind of fucked up.
Nice. He's ready.
Thanks. Welcome back, everybody.
That was A Perfect Circle's The Hollow, the first song off their debut album.
Now, talk about why... Now, you picked the Booze Break today. Talk about why you picked it.
Well, this band is like... they were like pretty much my favorite band a long time ago, back when they were still together and everything. And then just they're playing concerts this week. I just heard about it today. I talked to a buddy of mine. He's actually... I mean, they're going to go on in 5 minutes at some small venue in Hollywood. So, yeah. I don't know. I kind of want to go tomorrow, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. Tickets were still available, actually, surprisingly.
Yeah, they actually sell out. They said they're only playing small theaters because they didn't think they'd be able to sell anything out because they've been so irrelevant for so long.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean... I would totally go, but they're not coming to San Diego, you know?
Yep.
Douchebags. Just kidding. they're going to, like, L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, Tempe for, I don't know. I mean, not that Tempe's not cool.
It's not cool.
No, it's actually all right. I went out there for spring training. Great strip clubs. True story.
So is that the only thing that Tempe has going for it?
Spring training and strip clubs. That's two things.
Fair enough.
And yeah, those things are both pretty badass. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go there during any other like month of the year other than spring.
James, if you ever write a book, that's what it should be called.
What?
Spring training and strip clubs.
I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, I'm writing it down right now. I'm gonna write my book, Spring Training and Strip Clubs. So what are you guys drinking?
Well, I am drinking a cold activated bottle of Cold Coors Light.
Wow. C-.
Bullet. Tastes like bananas.
Can I tell you why? Would it help if I told you why?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Because you don't have any money anymore because you're jobless?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I was down at the Fresh and Easy, which is a sort of discount, might as well be consignment grocery store.
I'm familiar with Fresh and Easy.
And they had, 12 pack bottles for like $7.
Guess that's okay.
So, you know, you do what you can, you know?
I hear you. No, I mean, you're not going to not drink shit.
No. That's just crazy. Yep. That's just crazy talk.
What are you drinking, Ray?
I've switched it up. I was drinking a Sierra Nevada before the break, and now I am on to a Newcastle brown ale. And I'm podcasting in my underwear as well.
It's catching on.
You stripped down in the break?
I did strip down real quick before the break ended.
Oh, Jesus. I'm still wearing clothes like a fucking normal person here.
I have to say, though, my heater just went off because, by the way, it snowed yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, aren't you fucking freezing or something? Shit.
Well, I'm spending that money to heat the house.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a time thermostat, though. It just clicked off, so it's going to go back down to... I've got it at pretty luxurious temperatures, though. It doesn't get below 62. So... Mm.
I don't have heating or air conditioning, so.
Yeah, because you live in America's finest city.
That's right. It's actually kind of cold. I'm not wearing any shoes right now, and my feet are slightly chilly.
I've heard that it's been pretty warm there lately.
It was warm during the day, but then it was like, it's cooling off really fast at night. we'll have like a day, and it's like 80, 85 degrees, and then the next day will be like 60 or 55. I don't know.
Wow.
It's weird.
Weird.
Yeah, it's like huge, huge temperature swings.
Huge. Huge.
Yeah, all that happens out here is warm and dry. but actually, it was a little on the cold side this morning, which is sort of welcome. Place gets so hot, like you have no choice but to run the air conditioner, and that just cranks up your electric bill. It's not cool.
What does it get to in the winter? What's the coldest that you'll ever see in Palm Desert?
Well, I don't think that we've seen it yet, but I've heard that like overnight lows can get somewhere in the neighborhood of the 40s. But you know, during the summer, someone was telling me that last summer, it neared somewhere like 120. So,
Jesus Christ. And I spent the night in a car one time near that
and
area.
By that, you mean James, right? Mark down that time.
Oh man.
So James and I spent the night, by night I mean 3 hours in a car one time out at the end of Coachella in Indio, near that area. I don't remember if it was chilly or not.
It was a little chilly, but I don't remember it being that cold.
Oh,
I was able to sleep for a while.
Speaking
I think
of
we
costumes,
were a little drunk.
Yeah, I think we may have sobering up a little bit.
Yeah.
I just saw Muse play New York.
Yeah.
And they put on an amazing show, but it was almost like so like over visually stimulating. It was pretty wild and extremely loud. It was bordering on the loudest show I've ever seen.
Really?
But it was amazing. I mean, it was. It was just, maybe I'm getting old, but,
you are.
It was pretty incredible.
By the way, did I tell you I talked to our buddy, with the Perfect Circle tattoo? Today?
No, I actually thought about him.
He's going to the concert. He was driving up.
He's going to today's concert?
Yeah, he's going to today's.
Does he live in San Diego?
Yeah, he still lives in San Diego. He lives in La Mesa.
Him and his married ass.
Him and his married ass.
That's pretty cool, though.
Marrying his 17-year-old wife. No, she's not 17 anymore.
What?
No. It was pretty funny. When they started dating,
yeah, that was
he was...
Statutory rape is hilarious.
And it was. No, when they started dating, he was like 21, or I think he might have even been close to 22, and she was 17.
Hmm.
But now I think she's 22. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
and yes, statutory rape is fucking hilarious. It's like not even a crime anymore.
Yeah, tell that to Elizabeth Smart, who's been testifying for the last few days.
That's sort of the different. That's like, it's a little different when you're like 14 and when you're like 17 and a half. But yeah, I hear you.
And it's consensual and it's forced. That's a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'm the asshole. I didn't marry a 17-year-old. Fuck that.
What? Too
Fuck
soon?
You guys.
No, there's no such thing as too soon with statutory. You can quote me on that.
That's the definition of it. By definition, it's too soon.
I'm sorry. I will not joke about it. Statutory rape is a serious thing. And, like, I would definitely not have sex with anybody under 18 now.
No.
It's magically on that day. It's legit. But back when I was, like, 18, I definitely hooked up with, like, I don't think I ever had sex, but I don't think I ever had sex with like a 17-year-old. No.
Well, you know, good for you.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not admitting to just statutory rape on the air. Sweet.
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Smart.
Awesome. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we could do something kind of, you know, like traditional radio shows do. And I happened upon this CNN article about the 10 most annoying smartphone habits.
I actually had read this article before you sent it.
Me as well.
You had.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know, as we are three smartphone users here, Stacy is as well, on a BlackBerry now.
It's sort of surprising. You guys are broke and you got to skimp on beer, but you can both spend shitloads of money on a smartphone.
We're not spending shitloads, you know.
All right. Fair enough.
We're just, you know, just the right amount. I still have a, like, pretty good deal that they don't offer anymore. But since they locked me in a long time ago, they don't charge me more. But so I have a BlackBerry. You have a James. You have a Palm.
Yep, the Palm Pre. Or no, now I got the Palm Pixie. My Pre broke.
And Ray, you got the you got an iPhone, right?
Correct. Still the iPhone 3GS.
So are we gonna like fight it out? Which one's the best?
No. That's just stupid. Anybody who doesn't have an iPhone clearly wins.
Wait, I'm confused.
So, don't worry about it. We're gonna move on. So, what I think would be most interesting to do would be to see sort of what of these annoying smartphone habits that you know that they've labeled the top 10 that we do either on a regular basis or that we don't agree with are annoying.
All right.
All right. So I'm guessing these are in some kind of order. But the first one on here, number 10, is the behind-the-wheel chatterbox. Now, we all know that James doesn't drive anymore, so this one doesn't really apply to him.
That's right.
Ray?
So these are those idiots that cut you off or make lane changes.
Is that shit illegal in Rhode Island, like driving and texting or driving and talking on the phone?
Interestingly enough, driving and texting is illegal. Driving and talking on the phone without some sort of hands-free device is yet to be illegal.
Oh, okay.
So you can talk on the phone, but you can't text.
That's probably smart. I remember here in, you know, real estate, we did it the opposite way where it was illegal to talk on the phone, but you could still text, which is fucking retarded because texting requires you to look down.
Yeah, they're actually pushing a really big anti-texting thing right now. Like billboards everywhere and bumper stickers and ads on the TV, all that shit. Drive now, text later, that type of shit.
Yeah.
I am not the behind. Well, no, I have been known to be the behind the wheel chatterbox, but not typically, and I get really annoyed at those people. As most of these people on this list, but
I used to be, and then I bought one of those. I don't wear the Bluetooth earpiece, but I have a Bluetooth speakerphone that clips to my visor, and the sound is really terrible. But I try not to talk behind the wheel anymore.
So you don't talk at all when you're driving?
Typically not. No.
It's the most optimum time to talk.
Well, I do. You know. If I need to call somebody back or whatever, I'll connect my little speakerphone and I'll talk to them. But if I get on the freeway or something, people have a hard time hearing me.
Yeah.
They call it the movie theater lightning bug.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Well, I think that's a really stupid name personally.
Yeah.
But here's the little blurb. It says, you know that fake movie trailer where the person using their phone ruins the movie? They're talking to you. And it's not just talking anymore. Every time you pull out the phone to text your buddies about how Shia LaBeouf is chewing up the scenery, your glowing teal LCD beacon shines in someone's eyes, says, hey, you weren't watching the movie, were you? So this one, for me, I don't care. If I'm watching a movie and I, you know, somebody's little screen doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I agree. I don't give a fuck. Like,
I'm the opposite. Somebody's little screen pops up and I want to take it and shove it up their ass. It pisses me off.
I hate it when they talk, but like, if they have it on mute and whatever, I don't care.
So if they get one text and they check it, fine. But if they repeatedly do it, I'm like, seriously, dude, come on.
Is the light that distracting for you?
I think maybe, if I'm being honest, it might be more that they're so ADD that they can't watch the movie and they have to pay. Like, they're so drawn to their phone that, like, they can't put it down for one, like, an hour and 45 minutes just to watch a movie. Mm. And that bothers me.
Yeah.
So
it's more of a moral judgment than anything on your part.
Something. Something like that.
Next one is the bathroom stall texter or talker.
I think the talker is weird because, like, dude, you're taking a shit. Nobody wants to talk to you on the phone. Like, I mean, people at work do it all the time. Because we don't have, like, private bathrooms. You go in, there's, like, two stalls, two urinals. I've had it happen a bunch of times. Somebody's talking on the phone, and I'm just like, that's disgusting. Like, I've had people talking on the phone, and then you hear, like, you know, like, they're dropping a fucking deuce. And the guy on the phone can probably hear them taking a shit. That's just nasty.
But the
texter, I don't give a fuck. Like,
at a bar,
I do that all the time.
Do you text at, like, the urinal?
No, I don't text at the urinal.
It's playing with fire.
No, I mean, I'm busy. I got shit to do. But if I'm, like, dropping a deuce and I know it's going to be, like, a 10-minute affair, I got no problem slipping in a little text or, you know, checking the betting lines or something.
Ray?
I was just going to say, I mean, I wondered what your opinion was on the guy that walks in at a bar at a ball game or something and he, you know, walks up to the urinal. He's already on the phone as he walks in, continues his conversation, whips it out one-handed, maybe washes his hand one-handed and walks out the whole time talking on his phone.
Yeah, no, I think that's inappropriate. I think it's okay to text or, you know, check something, you know, be it at the urinal or the, or in a stall, but you shouldn't be talking. You should not be talking. You should just lock that up, be done.
There's that new commercial where somebody's like talking on the phone. You know, it just shows them like talking on the phone, doing a bunch of other shit when they should be focusing on what they were doing. And then one guy drops his phone into the urinal and then picks it up in the commercial. It was pretty fucking hilarious. And there's a guy next to him. He's just like, really? That's sort of the way that I feel, man. You take your phone out. Like, you know, if you take your phone out and you're sitting down, like you're not dropping it into the fucking toilet. You're leaning over, you know, you're not going to drop it into the water. But like at the urinal, you drop that, that's disgusting. I sort of almost want a new phone at that point.
That's not pretty really, funny though.
But yeah. It'd be pretty bad.
Yeah, it's a pretty good ad though. The smartphone superiority complex. Now I have just participated in this, so this is definitely something that I do. But it's more about For me, it's more about how I feel that iPhone people tend to be about their iPhones, and that bothers me.
Yeah, I hear that.
So basically, this category is dedicated to all the people who are, you know, who say that their phone is better. This smartphone is better than the other one, and yada, yada, yada. And I definitely do that.
Oh, did I lose you?
Stop fidgeting, man.
Yeah,
you're fidgeting and your fucking shit's cutting in and out.
Stand
still and talk directly into the mic.
Todd.
No, Todd. Yeah.
Oh.
Todd? No, I'm good. That was Ray.
Oh, okay. You were the one breaking up to me.
Well.
Whatever, fuck it. I hear you. I don't know. Smartphone superiority, fuck it, I don't care. They're all pretty good. Otherwise, like, none of them would sell at all. You know, except for one. There'd be, like, the one smartphone.
Right.
All the other phones are retarded phones, not smart. But, yeah, I don't really give a shit. I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, that phone sucks.
Ray, are you one of those people that are like, you know, I've got an iPhone, look at my iPhone, you know, look at the
I was like that when I first had my iPhone, I guess. But I've had it for quite a while now, and I don't really care anymore. I don't really see any reason to go to any other phone, so when I'm just like, oh fuck, my phone's perfect, why would I care about anybody else's phone? So I guess I have a superiority complex in that way, but at the same time I really just don't give a shit anymore, and my phone does what I need it to do, and I just don't care anymore. I guess I used to have it, but not so much.
Good for you. You're not the typical iPhone Apple douchebag that I can't fucking stand.
Kicking the habit. That's a good way to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it does. I like it. It does what I want it to do, and so I'm happy with it, and then I just don't give a shit other than that.
That's good.
I think the iPhone's a good phone.
Yeah.
The next one, the social situation dropout. Essentially, you know, they've got some stupid fucking story in this article. But, you know, people going into a social situation and just instead of dealing with the people, they back off and just get onto their phones instead.
I'm mildly guilty.
Yeah?
Yeah, somewhat.
You're pretty distractible, though.
I am.
I mean, you put a TV in front of you at a bar, like, forget about talking to you anymore.
Yeah. That's true.
We've been victim to that, but, you can't take James to CJ's.
Yeah, they got too many TVs.
Oh, I'm totally like that with TVs. TVs up with sports on, like,
yeah,
forget
about
it. Like, when I go to a place when I want to pay attention to the people that I'm with, I purposely have to sit someplace with my back to the TVs because.
Yeah, I do that too.
I'll watch them.
Yeah, so when I go out to dinner with my girlfriend, like, you know, I'll sit in the seat where, like, I can't see the TV.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'm going to, like, look at sports all day and not give a shit about her.
That's pretty much the same with me. yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I've definitely been, as far as the, you know, social situation one, I tend not to shy away from social situations in general, but, you know, if we get into one of our, like, oh, is it this or that? And we go into Google, and I will spend more time trying to find out the answer long after everybody's given up and doesn't really care about it anymore. And, you know, 10 minutes later, I'll rejoin the conversation and be like, oh, the answer was toast.
That'd be a very typical Todd situation.
Yeah, that's me.
I do want to make an admission about the last topic, the smartphone superiority complex, mm-hmm. because when I first got my iPhone, I had that complex. I have to admit that one thing that, like, I did for a short period of time, maybe a little bit longer than a short period of time, was if I went to a bar, I would put my iPhone on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it would always create conversation. And I knew it, and I would do it, and I would use it for that.
You'd do it anyway?
It was like, it would create conversation with the guy next to me, which would create conversation with the girls next to him, which would, there was just like a fascination with it for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I exploited it.
Well, you know, the first step of recovery is admitting that there's a problem.
Whatever, yeah. Man. If you can get laid because you bought a phone, that's fucking worth it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm going to skip the next two because they're stupid, but that it
agreed.
Although,
actually, no. I want to talk about the Bluetooth one.
Yeah, sure.
Because, like, have you seen those guys who, like, you're not 100%, like, you see them and you're like, that person is talking to themselves, and then you see that they have a Bluetooth, but, like, not all those people have fucking calls. And the people who wear the Bluetooths, even when they're not on a call, that's the most fucking retarded thing ever.
Yeah, can I tell you that my dad did that for like a long time? Like,
oh my God.
When he wouldn't be in the car, he'd, you know, but he's an old guy, you know, so they teach him at the store about how to pair his Bluetooth, and then he never unpairs it, so he just leaves it in his ear the whole time.
God,
are those people oblivious to it, that they look like D-bags? Or, no offense to your dad, I like your dad, but is it...
I think it's some sort of oblivious thing, but also some sort of, like, importance, you know, holier-than-now kind of deal.
Right.
I know I did see, like, it was a hearing aid, but it was shaped like a Bluetooth so that you don't look like you have a hearing aid. I thought that was fucking genius.
Secret Service agent?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like that.
There's some, like, infomercial for it. I've seen it, too.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's like, you know, you can improve your social status. I was like, really? You can make yourself look like a fucking douchebag. That's what you can do. Fuck.
The next one is the, you know, this probably would apply to Ray at the beginning of his iPhone fascination, the app for that Joker. Okay, it was a very effective marketing campaign, but a year and a half later, it's no longer funny when you say, there's an app for that, every time you're in a conversation about, you know, something for which there is an app.
I've never been the app guy. I am too ADD to fucking go down and download and search for apps.
Mm.
That kind of wasn't me, but...
You ever make the joke? Or did anybody make the joke to you?
Yeah, I probably made a joke.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure I have said that line more than once. Or more than a dozen times.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
The next one definitely applies to, all of us did it pretty much in the open.
Fuck yeah.
You know. The next one's called The Dirty Cheater, but we would just be open about it. And in fact, our competitions would be like whose phone could get the answer quickest. I remember being in several bars doing that several times with you guys.
Yeah. What is the one about, you know, you can just Google shit up, figure out whatever it is. I'm all about that shit.
Oh, definitely.
I don't want to argue about something for like 25 minutes. No, it's this. No, it's this. We'll just fucking look it up and decide who's right and who's retarded.
Even though, you know, that's kind of the basis for our show here in the first place is, you know, drunken conversations that go on too long.
True.
Like this one?
Yes.
I'm not entirely drunk yet. I'm only mildly drunk.
I was just meaning that conversation that went on too long.
Yeah.
True.
Which is also, you know, like me.
Admitting it is the first step.
Are you kidding? I got a whole blog dedicated to the thing.
Really?
Yeah, you know that. I've shown it to you.
Right.
Still going.
I knew that.
All right, so I closed that down because the last one I didn't understand. So what's next? I'm looking at stuff. You know, we got the elections that happened.
Yeah, you could talk about that a little bit, maybe. Nothing really that surprising to me. I sort of figured that was going to happen. I was a little sad that we didn't get voted in, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Some crazy-ass Tea Party people got into Congress.
Yeah, we'll see how long they last.
Hopefully they'll be
we had a lieutenant governor that almost got voted in on the whole campaign of the lieutenant governor doesn't do anything, so if I get voted, the first thing I'm going to do is fire myself. And he got like 30% of the votes.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep. He made a music. I guess he's a musician. He made a music video for himself. And he almost made it in.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yay, Rhode Island.
We in California had two billionaires who spent a ton of their own money lose.
Meg Whitman, who else?
Carly Fiorina.
She was a billionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a billion. Let's see. I'm looking it up.
She had a lot of money.
Yeah, she was the old CEO of HP, Hewlett Packard. I remember actually everybody I know who like worked for HP, they were all like, she's fucking worthless. Mm-hmm. Like they just consistently talk shit about her all the time. Like Meg, I didn't hear anything bad from anybody from eBay or whatever. Nobody really was like, oh, Meg Whitman, fucking worthless. But everybody talked about Carly. They're just like, she's fucking retarded.
Yeah. I like money, though.
I can't find her net worth here.
Yeah. It's significantly less now. So.
Yeah.
Did either of you guys vote?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
I could have written in for California because I'm still registered there, but I didn't.
Yeah, good for you.
I should have. I feel bad.
Well, good for you still being registered here. Not good that you didn't vote, but,
yeah.
You know, good prevailed over crazy for the most part,
right.
At least in California. Right. Well, we're kind of, we're at about an hour now, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
we just cleared an hour.
Oh, here it is, actually. Fiorina's net worth is only between 30 and 120 million, they say.
Hmm.
Her HP severance package was 21 million.
Broke ass Kula.
Yep.
Well.
Meh.
So that we can have some time to process this and delete the inadvertent name drop earlier.
Yeah. Raise missteps.
Sorry. I'm rusty.
Yeah.
It's all good.
That's all right. Plus it's pretty late for you out there. So, yeah. I'm gonna crank up the old outro music and we'll get to the other stuff another time.
I'm gonna give a shout out to JB because he was just, instant messaging me, Gmail, Google chatting me while we were podcasting to, ask me if I had redeemed myself for not being on the last few. And I just want to give him a shout out that he knew that we were doing it live.
Way to go. This is JB.
Way to go, JB.
Yep, JB.
What's up, JB? We love you, man.
He's like our biggest fan. Hey, for all of our fans out there that are listening, we always put the podcast out on Facebook also. If you could hit the little share button and share that on your personal page, that'd be awesome.
We're going viral like nobody's business.
Yeah, we gotta go viral. And same thing to the Donaldson Fellowship people. Share us on your Facebook also.
We love you guys.
Yeah, we do.
Fucking share our shit.
Fucking A, man.
Fucking A.
Fucking TDF.
Oh. TDF. You can also see us on Twitter, at TDF Radio, bitches. Wow, that sounded like dog shit.
Well, that's okay. Well, TDF Radio is winding down for this time, but we'll be back sometime soon. Hopefully we can make this kind of a regular thing. Hopefully we can keep Ray around. What do you think, Ray?
I'm doing my best.
Yeah, you did awesome. We're happy to have you back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
All right, TDF Radio is out. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Peace.
You can also beat off after the show. We don't care.